From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hello, everyone. I'm Jake Longwell. It's good to have you with us for another hour of the best in jazz. We'll open the program with a selection from trumpeter David Weiss and his 2014 release, When Words Fail, on the Motema label. The album is a tribute album to several people whom Mr. Weiss lost in recent years. But the album does not mourn their loss, but rather celebrates their lives. We'll hear the opening track, featuring David Weiss on trumpet with two sax players, Myron Walden, alto, Marcus Strickland, tenor, Xavier Davis, piano, Dwayne Bruno, the bassist, and E.J. Strickland on drums. This piece pays tribute to a man who no doubt was a tremendous influence on David and his trumpet playing, the late Freddie Hubbard. It's called The Intrepid Hub.
We'll be right back.
That's a track from Jeremy Steig on the flute. Jeremy, one of the few reed players in jazz sticking exclusively to the flute throughout his entire career. Many reed players would play the flute occasionally, but usually stuck to a saxophone or clarinet of one sort or another. But Jeremy Steig, along with a handful of others, sticking exclusively to the flute. And we listen to a track from his debut recording, recorded when he was just 21 years old, in the fall of 1963, the album Flute Fever. It was also the first album to feature a young Denny Zeitlin on piano. The quartet, rounded out by Ben Tucker on bass and Ben Riley on drums. And we heard a rather fast-paced version of Miles Davis' So What? That, of course, appearing originally on the Kind of Blue album from just a few years earlier. And trumpeter David Weiss getting things underway with The Intrepid Hub, a tribute piece for Freddie Hubbard. Look for that on his album, When Words Fail. We'll open this set with guitarist Russell Malone and a track from his album, Sweet Georgia Peach. A fitting title, as Russell is indeed a Georgia native. And he's joined here by Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Lewis Nash on drums, and on this track, Steve Kroon on additional percussion. It's his version of a 1979 instrumental pop hit made famous by trumpeter Herb Alpert, Rise. Thank you.
Marcy in a coat of flowers steps inside a candy store. Red's a sweet and green's a sour, still no letter at her door. So she'll wash her flower curtains, hang them in the wind to dry, dust her table with his shirt and wave another day goodbye. Marcy's faucet needs a plumber. Marcy's sorrow needs a man. Red is autumn, green is summer. Greens are turning and the sand. Stares up empty at the sky. Marcy buys a bag of peaches, stops a postman passing by. And summer goes, falls to the sidewalk like string. And brown paper winter blows up from the river. No one to take her to the sea. Marcy dresses warm, it's snowing, takes a yellow cab uptown. Red is stop and green for going, sees a show and rides back down. Down along the Hudson River, past the shipyards in the cold, still no letter's been delivered. Still the winter days unfold. Light magazines fading in dusty gray attics and cellars that make a dream dream back to summer. Wait for me. Like magazines fading in dusty gray attics and cellars that make a dream dream back to summer. Doesn't tell us where or why she went away. Red is angry and green is jealous. That was all she had to say. Someone said they saw her Sunday, window shopping in the rain. Someone heard she bought a one-way ticket and went west again.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quartet co-led by Stan Getz on tenor sax and Bill Evans on piano. From the album Stan Getz and Bill Evans, the sessions were recorded on May 5th and 6th of 1964 at Rudy Van Gelder's Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey studio. But Verve Records did not release the sessions until some 10 years later. Rounding out the quartet, either Ron Carter or Richard Davis on bass, Richard Davis appearing on the first day of the session, Ron Carter appearing on day two, and Elvin Jones on drums for both sessions. We heard one of the tracks from the second session, so Ron Carter was the bassist, Cole Porter's Night and Day. Before that, vocalist Lori Antonioli and a track from her album Songs of Shadow, Songs of Light. It's one of many albums that have emerged in recent years paying tribute to the music of Canadian songstress Joni Mitchell in a jazz setting. Lori Antonioli chooses many obscure, lesser-known Joni Mitchell tunes for this session, including the one we heard, Marcy. And she's joined by the likes of Matt Clark on keyboards, Dave McNabb guitar, John Shiflett bass, and Jason Lewis on drums. And we began the set with Russell Malone on guitar and his take of the Herb Alpert classic Rise from Sweet Georgia Peach. You're listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell, and we'll begin our final set for the hour with a trio fronted by Boston-area trumpeter Phil Grenadier. Phil has appeared as a session musician for many famous crooners, but he's also quite an accomplished jazz trumpeter and has appeared in many different jazz settings, including more progressive and avant-garde groups. But here, he's leading his own trio, comprised of Phil Grenadier, obviously, on trumpet, Will Slater on bass, and Karen Koshirian on drums. A track from the album Shimmer, and it's their blazing rendition of I Hear a Rhapsody.
Thank you.
There we had a trio fronted by Canadian guitarist Greg Amaralt. From the album East of the Sun, with Fraser Hollins on bass and Dave Lang on drums, the album is a strictly ballad-oriented affair, combining originals and standards in an intimate jazz trio setting we heard time after time. Before that, another jazz flute player, Dave Valentin, who is probably best known for combining contemporary jazz with Latin jazz, and that's more or less the formula employed on this album, Red Sun. On this track, he was joined by Dave Samuels on vibes. He would later collaborate with Mr. Samuels as part of the Caribbean Jazz Project. Also, Bill O'Connell on piano, Richie Morales on drums, and Sammy Figueroa on percussion. The tune penned by Bill O'Connell, Two Steps Ahead. And Phil Grenadier on trumpet, leading his trio through I Hear a Rhapsody from the album Shimmer. Unfortunately, our time is gone for this hour. I'm Jake Longwell. It's been a pleasure. Do join me again when you can for another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.